The post-accident running recovery shows steady, measurable improvement, even with Houston heat and real physical limitations. As July approached, the focus was on increasing speed and distance in hot, humid conditions. In the Bud Heatwave 5K, the second post-accident race, the runner improved by 2:30 per mile compared with the April race. 2 weeks later, at the Lunar Landing 5K, the third post-accident race and 13 months after the accident, they improved another 1:01 per mile over the July 4 race. Running four times weekly, they added heavy strength training. The titanium in the leg and arm initially reacted to the strain, but the discomfort faded. The strength work targeted the quads for downhill braking and fall prevention, especially in preparation for the Ragnar Relay in Comfort, Texas, and the Franklin Mountains Trail run in early 2025. Recovery remained important. Lower leg swelling was monitored, and lymphatic drainage improved from ankle to knee. August's extreme heat forced some training indoors, including treadmill work and home lactate threshold testing, to maintain performance data and workout precision. When September brought cooler weather, the Sand Crab 5K in Galveston became the fourth post-accident race, with a 30-second per mile improvement compared with the July 20 race. The key takeaway is that consistency, progressive training, strength work, and recovery produced reliable pace gains. The 2025 goals include running a road 5K at a sub-10:30 per mile pace before year end, competing in the October Ragnar Trail Run, and preparing for the King of the Hill Run and a Franklin Mountains 10K in January 2025.